welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a health and mindset coach for women with autoimmune disease just like you. I absolutely love helping you tap into your self-healing power, uncover the energetic side of healing, and release limiting beliefs around your body and your life. Think of this podcast as everything you wouldn't hear at your doctor's office. It's a place for empowered souls to move beyond food and heal themselves on a soul level. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello and welcome to day two of turning your mess into your message, this 5-day challenge. So I just want to check in and see, how is everyone feeling? How did writing out and getting clear on your pain to triumph story potentially change things for you or allow you to see them more clearly? And then what did it feel like to declare your why to the world? This is why this is something that I'm deeply passionate about. This is the why that's going to keep me grounded and rooted in my purpose. Today, we're going to shift gears just a bit and build on what we talked about yesterday. So now that we're clear on why, and we see this point A to point B that we've journeyed along, and now we are here at point B, we're going to align our body, our energy, with our soul's calling, with our soul's purpose, with abundance. Aligned chakra system. What happens sometimes is our conscious mind says, I want to be a coach, or I want to start selling beauty counter, or I want to sell mala beads, or I'm going to be an artist and I'm going to sell my commission-based work, or I'm going to start an Etsy shop, or I'm going to be a life coach. Whatever it is that's starting to roll around in your mind, I want you to know that there's a second piece to that. So first we declare, I want this thing. And we think we want it, but our body sometimes doesn't catch up to that thought. And some symptoms of this could be saying, I want to be a health coach. But then when you really say that out loud, or you tell your best friend inside your gut, let's say, this kind of little butterfly-y feeling comes up and it's like, ooh, that's kind of scary though. I think in order to be a health coach, I have to sell to people and I have to put myself out there, and I think I have to have an Instagram, and what about all those pretty pictures? I don't have any of those, right? What are the things that you tell yourself that are then in contradiction with what you just declared yesterday, your why, or the idea you have in your mind of how you're going to turn your mess into your message? When you think about sharing your message with the world, what fear actually comes up? And the visualization that I like to create around this is kind of like our energy body. Think of that as like a bubble or a silhouette around your physical body. It's a little bit behind you. It's like 5 steps behind you. So here in your physical body, in your mind, you're saying, I want to be a health coach. Yeah, I've got a really potent, powerful story to tell and to share. But then your energy body is like 5 steps behind you going, wait a second, that's kind of scary. I don't know about this. And then your ego comes in. That's a whole nother part. Think of that as like the blob above your head. And your ego is also hovering over you going, I don't know. I'm overwhelmed. This is scary. I'm not sure if it's going to be safe. Ego is all about safety. I don't know if it's going to be safe for you to actually do that. Does anyone resonate with this? Where maybe you've declared this numerous times in your life where you're like, this is what I want to do, or I have this great idea, but your whole body's not on board with it. There can either be a disconnect with the physical or the emotional, and then ego again plays a part in there as well. So have you ever felt that disconnect between a desire and then being fully aligned with it and embodying the truth and the belief of it as being possible, as being available to you, as you being capable of manifesting this, of creating this business or whatever outlet you want to share your message, to use to share your message? Is there a disconnect? So that's what I want to do today. Just in case there is a disconnect, I want you to align the physical and emotional energy body with your desire, with your soul's purpose, with this thing that's calling your heart. Because until we align our energy, because Business is so energetic, you guys. It's not just strategy. This is how you write an Instagram post, and then you have to post 5 times a week, and here's how to write an email newsletter, and there's only one way, one platform you should use. Like, that's all bullshit to me. That's required in some ways to have like some sort of outlet to be able to share your message or to receive money. But business is so energetic as well. And so often this piece is completely left out. It's completely left out. And so until our bodies are aligned and we start to bring everything in, and it's like you're a train and you're starting to zoom full force ahead, but not everyone's on board. Or you forget to stop at the station where your energy body is, and then you forget to stop at the station where your ego is living for the week, and you just zoom ahead. And when you zoom ahead and you don't check in with these other aspects of you that are part of your wholeness, your completion, you as a human being, then we skip a couple too many steps. And by the time we're zooming ahead already, it's like, okay, whoa, skipped a lot of steps. I'm just going to give up now. And I don't want that to happen to you. What I want you to feel today is alignment with your purpose, alignment with your calling. I want you to feel like you are completely grounded in, centered in, believe in, this is a possibility, this is available to you, that anything is available to you, that you are capable and worthy of your soul's deepest, deepest desires, okay? So we're gonna meditate. We're going to meditate on this, and we are going to stop at all of those stops along the train, the subway, whatever visual you want to see of that. We're going to make sure every part of you is on board before we move full force ahead. Because then, once everybody's on your train and you got all the different cars and the caboose and the engine, then fuck yes, sister, go steam, toot toot, like go blow your horn. But I want to get all aspects of you on board first before we like charge ahead, okay? So, shift of energy here. Let's get quiet, comfortable, and still. So whatever that looks like for you, you might lay down, you might take a seat, and then a couple deep breaths to just tap into this physical body, this vessel that you are in, and just feeling into the present moment. Let your eyes close and let your internal gaze turn up and in towards your third eye center. And just take a moment here. And a moment to feel. To notice, to be an observer, I want you to ask yourself, what are you afraid of? And even if a specific answer about what it is that you're afraid of doesn't come up, either way, I want you to feel, where does that show up, that sensation in your body? So what are you afraid of, or how is fear showing up? And then where do you feel that? Do you feel it in your belly, in your throat? In your shoulders, in your feet? Where does fear present itself today? I want you to imagine a color in front of you, like it's a paint bucket full of this color. It can be any color. Just pick a color for today. And then this bucket of this color of paint of your choice, your desire, let it start to wash over you. And just let this color that you chose circle and swirl around you. And just touching every part of your being, energetically and physically. Let this color, like a waterfall out of this paint bucket, just roll down your head and through your core, all the way down to your toes, just washing your body. And let this color start to move towards the place that you felt the sensation of fear, your belly, throat, shoulders, wherever that was. Let this color move to that place. And this color you chose by no accident today. This is the color that will help you heal and release any sort of constriction or fear in relation to your purpose, your soul's calling. And just letting any remaining parts of this color start to wash away. And as it washes away, just like if you were to rinse your hair out in the shower, or you had this color in your hair and you wrung it out through the shower head, it starts to go down the drain. This color taking with it any sort of fear, any sort of doubt, any sort of disbelief, it carries with it down, down, down that drain as it washes away. And then bring your attention to your root chakra. It's the base of your spine around your sacrum. And imagine the color red. And as you draw in this color red, I want you to just imagine it coming out, projecting from the front of your body as well as the back of your body. And just seeing this color red and repeating silently in your mind, it is safe to make money doing what I love. And just repeat this a couple times. It is safe to make money doing what I love. A couple more times on your own. Just notice that part of your body softening up as it comes into alignment with abundance. And then draw your attention to your sacral chakra. That's the space below your belly button. And see the color orange starting to, like an orb, fill this area of your body and projects forward and backwards. And repeat silently in your mind, I am full of creative potential, just waiting to be utilized and shared with the world. I am full of creative potential, just waiting to be utilized and shared with the world. Repeat this a few more times on your own. And feel this part of the womb, the space below your navel, just starting to fire up in excitement. And bring your awareness to your solar plexus chakra, the space above your navel, and the color yellow, like that orb filling the space of your body, shining outward and backward like the sun. And repeating silently in your mind, I am a powerful healer. And I have a message to share. I am a powerful healer, and I have a message to share. Repeating this a few more times on your own. And just feeling the solar plexus shine. Feel your inner light starting to stoke and shine out into the world. And bring your awareness to your heart, heart chakra, the center of your chest. Seeing the color green shine outward in front of you and backward, filling up the space with green in your body. Repeating in your mind silently, my passion is my purpose. My passion is my purpose. A few more times on your own. Just feeling this deep sense of peace in your heart that you don't have to have it all figured out yet. Simplify and feel this peace in your heart that you're on the right path. And bring your attention to your throat, the base of your throat in the color blue, like an orb filling the throat center, shining forward and back. And repeat silently in your mind, I am free to express myself authentically as I create the life of my dreams. I am free to express myself authentically as I create the life of my dreams. And a few more times on your own. And just notice any sort of movement in your throat. Maybe you swallow or you take a deeper breath, just feeling this freedom to express. And bring your attention up to your third eye, the center of your forehead, and feeling this purple orb shine to the front and to the back. Repeating in your mind, I listen to my intuition and where it guides me along this path. I listen to my intuition and where it guides me along this path. Just begin to feel a softness of your eyes and your forehead, opening yourself up to receive this intuitive channel, guidance, path forward. Move your attention, awareness to the top of your head, your crown chakra, feeling this white light just beaming out in all directions, up into the sides, down. Feeling all lit up, repeating in your mind, I allow myself to stop fighting and instead align with my purpose. I allow myself to stop fighting and instead align with my purpose. Just feel the energy of these words that hold energy impact every cell in your body as you feel this release of the fight, the force, the needing to know and having it all figured out, and instead trust and believe that your purpose will appear, that you will find alignment with it. Life is happening for you. And then just let this white light travel and fill your entire body up, like you're glowing in the dark. The body is filled with this white light. And in front of you, I want you to see a knob. Similar to a knob you would see on a car radio. And this knob attunes your energy, your unique frequency and vibration in its current state. And the knob allows us to change and modify and mold this frequency to that of alignment with our soul's purpose and with divine abundance. So reach out and put your hands, your fingers on that knob in front of you and just start to turn the dial slowly towards the right and then the left. And you just like the seek setting on the radio, you're just kind of playing here, feeling into what feels good for your body until you find a spot on this knob, this frequency that feels good in your body, and just pause there, knowing that you are the master of your energy, the controller of your frequency, that you get to choose the vibration that you exude and put off into the world that you live at. So attuning yourself today to your desires, your purpose. And once you're there, just feel this little micro shift in your body. That you are so capable and worthy of your soul's calling. And to feel super freaking abundant as you do it. As you step into that purpose and you share your light and your message with the world. And then just take another deep breath in and out. One more in and exhale. Let your eyes flutter open and starting to just scan your external environment and noticing how you feel in this moment. Today's challenge for day two is to post in the group any sort of aha moments or feelings you had during this meditation today, but also to write what scares you. What are you fearful of about turning your mess into your message, about starting your wellness business and getting it to launch and going forward, taking the action? So again, any aha moments, breakthroughs in the meditation, but also what is bringing up fear? What is scaring you? Get real, raw, vulnerable with us. Show your authenticity. And remember to use the hashtag #mess2message, and two is written out T-O, so #mess2message in the Facebook group. As you post that, again, you'll be entered to win an extra bonus for signing up for my brand new course, Launch Your Wellness Biz. This is a 30-day course to learn how to take your pain and turn it into your purpose and profit from it, because you are all worthy of abundance. You all have a message to share with the world. We have 4 weeks of 25 videos. This content is yours for lifetime access. You also get 2 live Q&As with me. Anything that's not covered in one of the modules or the video lessons, I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. We're going to talk about, the strategy and the social media and how to get clear on what it is you actually want to do, defining your niche market and your ideal client. Yes, we need to do those things. That's in the masculine energy. But we're also going to infuse and sprinkle on top beautiful feminine energy, which is the energetics of the business. It's exactly what we did today. where we said, you know what? If your brain is saying you want something, but your whole soul and body's not behind it, can't get behind it, either we got to get it behind it, or we got to change our route. We got to change our direction here. And so we're aligning ourselves so that when we do start and when you do launch and you press play and you put your message out into the world, that it feels good and you don't want to give up because your energy is so aligned and so passionate about it. So if you have any questions, please let me know. Again, the cart is open for Launch Your Wellness Biz. We start February 13th. And when you sign up in the next 5 days, you get your choice of a bonus. So you sign up, join us, pick either one, option one, a 30-minute strategy session over the phone with me, or option two, a social media or Instagram audit on live video. So these are both high value bonuses that I'm super excited to offer you. And you get your choice of either of those when you enroll this week. If you win our challenge by commenting and sharing your aha, what scares you, and participating throughout rest of this week, you can also win a second bonus. Hashtag mess to message. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed today and keep aligning your energy with your purpose so you can move forward and go full steam ahead.